You get to the point where if there's no money in the federal deposit insurance, there's no money the FHA and all the rest of these things, what we're going to do if the government attempts to keep its full faith and credit is we're going to print money, okay? What was the line in here? You expect government to do everything, to be able to do everything, and it really can't. But when it attempts to do so, where's my prediction? My dire predictions, okay? So long as government can bestow its bounties, they give it their support. When its fortunes are reversed, when its money cheapens, they recognize no further cause for loyalty. Does anybody really think that the patriotism of the people of the United States of America, that their dedication to the Constitution that was adopted in 1789 would last for 5 minutes if they got hungry? Does anyone doubt that the people of this country are as capable of rising up against the 200-year-old government that we celebrate and smashing it and putting in its place a dictatorship or whatever if times get tough enough? I mean, you go right down, the average guy in this country is Mr. Pragmatist. I mean, they don't more give a hoot about the process than the man on the moon. They pay lip service to the process as long as it doesn't interfere with their own pocketbook. But boy, they'll go right to the bottom line real fast. And if the bottom line is, hey, I can't feed my kids, the bottom line is they're shooting at me from across the street, or there's a damn tank rumbling down in my subdivision. He couldn't care less about Thomas Jefferson or Alexander Hamilton or any of those dudes, you know. And he's got a shotgun. I can guarantee you that. So I really worry about civil disorder coming about in connection with the economy in this country, with the government having overextended itself. I remember the riots of 43 as a kid in Detroit, and I remember the riots of 67 when we could smell the smoke and hear the gunfire was only a block from our house, and we saw people driving up in their cars on Warrington Drive and opening the trunk and getting out and walking between the houses into the back of the stores that were being looted, coming out with television sets and putting them in their car and driving off. The same car would be back 20 minutes later for another trunk full. And people act like animals when civil society breaks down, and it breaks down when it loses its capacity to have credibility. And I remember going down to Detroit when I was on the Supreme Court during that riot. After a couple of days, I just come on the court. It was in 67. That was my first year. We were living in northwest Detroit, near 7 Mile in Livernois, in a big old house with 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms and 4 fireplaces, which I bought for $47,000. With all this going on and the smoke just a block away, and I had to go to Lansing to meetings at the court, I didn't want to leave my family there alone. I finally decided to move him out of town. So we locked up the house and drove out. Some of the main streets were blocked. We found some side roads and eventually got on the highway and drove up to Lansing. And I put him in a, put the family in a motel up down near Cedar Street someplace, Cedar and the freeway.